Wednesday night, halfway through the program, halfway through the week, the work week anyway. I'm telling you, the news is going up momentarily, and that story in there about six female robots, you're going to want to look at that to understand as they continue to ruin the chances for most people to have a, quote, normal male-female relationship in life, and they're doing that. They're going to replace a lot of females with these AI robots. And they'll probably have male robots out fairly soon, too. And it's obvious what they're doing here. And the other story of the day, I was just mentioning it to Erica. Hi, Erica. How are you?
Oh, hi, Jeff. I'm good. How are you?
I don't know how to answer that anymore.
Well, we're still here.
That's my usual comeback. Still here. Okay. There was a story out today, and I don't know who sent it to me. Someone did. I've got to find it. I can't find the damn thing. But it has to do with masks. And it says, unequivocally, science comes out with the final word on masks. They don't work. Don't use them. Don't wear them. Forget it. They'll make you sick. They'll deprive you of oxygen, blah, blah, blah. And I said to myself immediately, this is designed to get people to remove the last little thing they can do to try to protect themselves. They want people to mix and transmit. It's called shedding. And if all of you long-term listeners know anything about what we've been doing here, you'll remember that we were pushing the issue of shedding being extremely important a long time ago. And it is not only important, it is the final act of this enormous psyop of mass genocide. It's Act 3. It's how they're going to take care of those who refuse the shots. And they're doing it. And Erica was just telling me about something at Davos last week. What? Tell us that again. This is interesting because I think a lot of you have heard what we call the COVID cough out and about. People have a cough.
Yeah, apparently tuberculosis is likely going to be an issue in the coming months or year or so. And it was talked about very openly that, you know, this is going to be a public health issue that's going to require some aggressive, I don't know, tactics in order to contain or manage. So they know. And this harkens back to what Dr. Bhakti had said quite some time ago, well over a year ago, that these shots, what they're doing to people's immune systems is taking away their ability to keep latent viruses and bacterial infections in check. And a certain percentage of the population does carry tuberculosis. Not an active infection, but a latent infection. But, you know, you take away the immune system or parts of it, and you can expect that tuberculosis will reactivate and become a problem and be able to be transmitted. So some of this coughing that's going on now, I've had a sinking feeling that some of it, maybe not all of it, but at least some of it may be active tuberculosis.
You may well be right. This, and I know a lot of you are noticing it when you're out. Not all of you, but a lot of you are. Wherever you are, there are people out and about who are coughing. And it has a certain kind of a profile. It's not a big honking cough, but it's clearly a cough that's rather deep. It sounds shallowish, but it's deep if you listen to the resonance of it. And that's a COVID cough. Now, it may well be a TB cough. And TB might be the next pandemic. They've got, remember, four different types of TB, from the type that you can beat, allegedly, with 6 or 8 months of antibiotics, good luck, and then the type that you can't beat and you're dead in 10 days. And that's another type. That's XDR TB or something like that. Extra drug resistant. Or, no, I think it's, Oh, it's absolutely drug resistant. One of them is
Yeah.
completely, not extra. It's totally TDR, maybe. I don't know. Anyhow, there's four different kinds, and they can play with this stuff. They do it all the time. They can make whatever they want. So
Well,
not
my
good.
guess is that they're going to let this thing run rampant, spread throughout the population, and let it become well seeded in the population before they decide to do anything about it. So
Sure.
it will pay to be vigilant. If somebody's really coughing, it's probably best to keep your distance.
Or run.
Yeah.
That's not a joke. At the very least, they're spewing, in most cases, spike and mRNA. And you just don't want to be around that. You know the drill. Speaking of Dr. Bhakti, here's a little short clip. I always enjoy hearing from this man. He's always making very important points in a very gracious and eloquent fashion. Here he is, Dr. Sukharit Bhakti.
Today, mankind would be doing so well if not for the incessant meddling by the WHO and the so-called health authorities, who are now planning the greatest conceivable man-made catastrophe of all time. Mark these words. Routine introduction of gene-based vaccines spells the downfall of man and mankind. Reflect. What happens when a foreign gene is allowed to circulate and enter cells throughout your body? Production of non-self proteins, flu, measles, hepatitis, you may name it, cannot but provoke immune attack on your cells. The intensity of the attack will rise with each and every booster as the teams get stronger and stronger. The harm gets larger and larger. The COVID boost injections are demonstrating this to the unseeing world, day by day. Need any more be said? Physicians around the globe, you may be pardoned once for having been lulled and gulled by the great deceivers who are steering this criminal operation. But now you are on the brink of a precipice. If you allow yourselves to be instrumentalized, again, you will be guilty of complicity in mass murder. The fall from the precipice will plunge you into the deepest recesses of living hell, from which you will never escape. Stop injecting these ungodly agents. Recall that you are Homo sapiens, gifted with the power of thought. And return before it is too late to the ethics of your once so noble profession.
There it is. And one wonders, oh, a year and a half ago now, a year ago, that the mandate that all professional healthcare workers in this country and in many others take the fatal bioweapon injection or be fired. So one third of them walked. Two thirds of them took the shot and stayed. That's nurses, all the way up to doctors, surgeons, x-ray techs, whatever, physical therapists. All professional healthcare workers had to take the shot or leave. That was the general dictate. So we lost approximately one third who left. Two thirds stayed. So when you go in to be taken care of, in many cases, the dying are taking care of the dying. Think about it. Just because they're a doctor doesn't mean that the injection they took isn't going to do them in. Depending on what fuse they happen to have, there are a lot of variables in this. But we all know, and I think all of you know by now, that these shots have dozens of ways of ultimately killing. They're anti-life, and they don't play games. And these horror stories of little children dying, of adults dying, it's nonstop. Nonstop. And they're giving us, I talked a little bit last hour with William about these TikTok videos, Erica, and how in China, the TikTok videos and the whole TikTok paradigm is not the same as the one that we are being exposed to. He found that out. Someone sent me an article. I'll send it over to you. I haven't read it yet, but it's a warning about TikTok that it does cause digital dementia, as you mentioned first a long time ago, and it's designed to, well, think about it. It's the cadence of it. They're 10 to 20 seconds long, each one. And if you don't like one, you can just click to the next one, click to the next one. And but you're rewarded often. And they have algorithms built in to feed you subject matter that you like among this pool of probably billions of TikTok videos. So you don't have much of a chance anymore. They've got your number. And they are rewarding you. It's simple. It's Pavlovian. You see, you watch, you feel good. You escape. It takes your mind away. It's a drug. And the Chinese know it. And they've designed this TikTok paradigm to, it's war against Americans and the Western world.
No, I'm not surprised. You know, once you get people hooked on this stuff, it is like a drug.
Absolutely. See, feel, endorphins, whatever. Yeah,
well, you're hardwired to seek pleasure. I mean, they're exploiting the dopamine receptor, the reward center in the brain, and you keep stimulating it, and it's very addictive.
Here it is. William sent me the videos by Sidney Watson. I don't know if I'll put it up later tonight. The news has gone up now. So here.
If you're having a hard time staying asleep at night, here are three superfoods you need to try. Number one, reishi mushrooms.
I don't
reishi
need
is
it.
A powerful adaptogen.
Goodbye.
Sometimes I want out and I want off.
Let's see what this is, just for fun here for a minute.
Hi, my name is Sydney. Welcome back to hell. And as per usual, before we launch in, today's video is sponsored by Boom. Also, just a quick note, my setup might look a little bit different from here because I had to make room for some new equipment for my gaming channel. This was not meant to be a shout out to that, but it is called Sydney Mashes Buttons, and if you are interested, I will link it in the description if you want to subscribe. There's no content. There was a part of me that wanted to traumatize all of you with a discussion about Sam Smith's new music video because...
Well, Sydney's often stumbling, so I'm not going to give her any more time right now, but I'll take a look later, see if it's worth looking at. He said it is, because she does get into the TikTok thing and exposes that. TikTok is deliberately poisoning a generation is the title of this little video. It's 20 minutes long or something. We'll see. A comment here. This is the first video in a long time that fatigued my brain to watch. There's so much to this that I either didn't get into or didn't get in depth on, so apologies if I left anything out. Blah, blah, blah. That's from Sydney. So, it's the first one I've seen about TikTok in the negative sense. So we will see. All right. What else do we have here? We have more little children being murdered. Fun topics. We have a congressman unloading in the House on apparently on the vax. Let's see what he has to say. Did you watch this?
I did. He unloads pretty good, but you know, it's all well and good. I just wonder, you know, where was this outrage 2 years ago? I mean, these mandates that he is speaking of have been illegal from day one.
Well, the sad irony of it all is that the reason this stuff is being allowed out now from Massey and others and not quashed is because it's the game's already over.
Right. Yes.
That doesn't mean you all should give up. We're not saying that, but You all need to face facts, and if they've injected nearly 6 billion people, it's game, set, and match. They're on the way.
Right.
All right, let's see what Representative Thomas Massey from Kentucky has to say here.
Now I'm pleased to yield 4 minutes to another new member of the House Rules Committee, Mr. Massey of Kentucky, to speak on the rule.
You're recognized.
Thank you very much. I rise in support of this resolution because it would facilitate the passage of H.R. 497, the Freedom for Healthcare Workers Act. What does that bill do? It ends the unscientific, illogical, immoral, unconstitutional, unethical vaccine mandate on healthcare workers that is predicated on lies. What are some of those lies? Let's start with the first one. The first lie: the vaccine prevents spread. Who says that it doesn't prevent spread? Is this an internet conspiracy? Well, it's on the internet, but it's the CDC director, Rochelle Walensky, who said a year ago, what the vaccines can't do anymore is prevent transmission. Pfizer admitted they were not asked by regulators to assess whether their shots reduce transmission, nor did their trials measure whether the shots reduce transmission. What's the second lie that this mandate is predicated on? The vaccines don't cause any harm, can't cause any harm. They're safe. They're completely safe. You have nothing to worry about, no side effects.
Well, I think you summed it up pretty well. Why wasn't this being talked about in the House of Representatives 2 years ago?
Yeah.
I mean, this is ancient history for our listeners. Okay.
Yep.
No adverse reactions. Who disputes that? Is it an internet conspiracy? It's the CDC website. Yes, it's on the internet. The CDC website acknowledges that the vaccines can cause myocarditis, pericarditis, blood clots, and even death. CDC and FDA recently announced they had identified a preliminary vaccine safety signal for persons 65 and older for the bivalent vaccine, that it could increase their chance of stroke in the 21 days following vaccination with Pfizer's new bivalent vaccine. What's the third lie that this is predicated on, this vaccine mandate for healthcare workers? That it's scientific, that it makes sense. How does it make sense to require somebody to have two shots targeted at a variant of the virus that is no longer circulating, to have two shots that wear off after 8 months, two shots that were taken 2 years ago? The CDC acknowledges that those vaccines that are mandated, taken 2 years ago, have worn off by now. Why would you mandate them? What's the fourth lie that this vaccine mandate is predicated on? It ignores natural immunity. When the vaccines first came out, the CDC that said that the vaccine was, that the fact...
All right. He's trying. There's no natural immunity that's going to be built up against a synthetic biological weapon, which is what the original virus was. It was synthetic. How are you going to build up any kind of a real resistance to that? If you do,
well,
at all,
I think he's going off
worthy?
Of. You could make a case for having had the infection and recovered from it, and that should have sufficed in place of a mandated vaccine, an experimental.
Are they rolling out
vaccine.
Another mandate program? Is that what he's talking about? Or is
I think
talking about
many
the same
of these mandates
one?
Are they're still in place.
Oh, really? Okay, I thought they dropped some of them. Well, maybe not. All right, well, Mr. Massey, okay, well, I'll give you another 10, 15 seconds here.
Trial showed that the vaccine was 92% efficacious for those who had already had COVID. Guess what? It showed no such thing. I called the CDC. They admitted to me it was wrong. They said they would fix the website. Here we are over 2 years later. They haven't fixed that lie on their website. They know it's a lie. I have them on a recording if anybody over there wants to hear it.
All right. Okay. Very good. But if that's where we are on February 1st, 2023, in the House of Representatives, the barn is empty.
Yeah, I know.
The door is open. And that's nice to see, but where was this kind of talk when... I mean, remember when the mandate was first, they gave him a deadline, and we were approaching the deadline, and people were trying to make cases, how outrageous that was, that they had to get a shot or they lose their job. What he's talking about now has already happened a year ago. That's old news.
Well, apparently, unless something is passed to prevent this in the future, it will continue to happen.
Yeah.
But is there going to be anybody left?
That's what I was thinking. How many will this impact? I don't know. And for all of you out there who are vaxxed, we are not here to take away hope, to tell you you're going to die or any such thing. We're hoping that all people, vaxxed and unvaxxed, will take significant and stern measures to clean up their own personal health, their diet, their lifestyle, and to use common sense. There are things you can do, but most people will never talk about it. They're into denial. The big D.
Yeah, I don't think people realize how grave of an illness this can be. You know, there's still people out there that don't believe there's a virus. There is no such thing as COVID. You know, and that's not really serving anybody at this point. I mean, it is a bioweapon. It's been unleashed on us. It's been seeded into the population now, and it is spreading through a number of different ways. But they continue to deny objective reality.
Right. 14 billion doses in 6 billion people. That's 2 point something per person who has been injected. Now they no longer give you number 1, number 2, number 3, which was 3 was the original booster. They start you off with the bivalent booster. That's where you get to start. Boom, boom. All right, here's another one. We're not hearing about how many of our little children we're losing. It's huge, the number. Or how many young women or women of reproductive age are being sterilized and killed off. That's huge.
Mm-hmm.
It's big. And no one is talking about it. And I mean no one talking about the mainstream media. You don't see it on the front page of the New York Times or any of the other rags. They're just rags of disinformation and mind control. That's all they are. So where do the rank and file go to get information? First of all, they have to want to look for it. It is there. But then they walk into the world of alt news. And the world of alt news is absolutely brimming with fakes, frauds, influencers, created opposition, and governmental big corporate assets who are spinning lies nonstop. Many of those lies are clever. They're mixed in with reality. And when you come away with that listening session, you're coming away with some real information and some lies to build your foundation of awareness and understanding upon. And where does that leave you? You're standing on shaky ground. You don't have a real understanding of what's being done. So it's difficult for even the truth seekers. They grab onto the wrong thing. There's so many things out there to confuse them. Now, it's quite an operation.
The loudest voices are the ones that people are going to tend to follow.
Loudest voices, the most flamboyant. You got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, here's one. You sent me this one. Second grade student suddenly dies. You want to set this up at all?
Yeah, this is a short clip, about 2 minutes, up in Alberta, Canada. I guess some of the school districts there are noticing that there's a problem with their students, that they're having a long list of health issues, odd health issues that children normally wouldn't have. And then most recently, there was a second grader that died.
In class.
So it's starting to, I guess, open some eyes that maybe something's not right.
Nine. Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Here we go.
Dr. Mackis, I once again find myself, at a place where you're speaking. And today we were at the Independence Party of Alberta event. And it's just amazing that they're having doctors speak and people that are really awakened to what's going on. Something you said was really astounding to me. And you're basically talking about that it's not just doctors that are dying, but others are dying.
That's right. It's not just doctors who are dying suddenly or unexpectedly. Of course, doctors are the most vaccinated young people. Most of them have had 4 shots, even 5 shots. They have to be fully vaccinated to be able to work. But it's other professions that are seeing sudden deaths as well. We're seeing it in nurses, we're seeing it in paramedics, police, firefighters. But now we're even seeing it in teachers. I've recently been contacted by an Alberta teacher who wishes to remain anonymous, but this individual told me that they've just lost a grade 2 student in their school. They've just lost suddenly, sudden death. They've also lost a teacher in their 30s. Also sudden death, sudden cardiac death, and they are panicking. They are panicking. This is, for them, this is unprecedented. And they've reached out to me, and they said they've been silent. They've been silent up to now, but yes. They're seeing sudden deaths. They're seeing injuries. Kids are getting immune reactions, asthma. They're having all kinds of reactions. They can't concentrate in class. Kids can't concentrate in class after the vaccination. So this is really, really worrying, and teachers are now starting to reach out to me and tell me what they're seeing in the classrooms. There are clots that are forming people who've died following, the vaccination. It's not just regular blood clots. It's these long, rubbery, white, grayish blood clots that look like rubber bands or calamari. And there's actually research that's been done on this. Scientists have taken blood, they've exposed it to the spike protein, and they saw right away the blood starts clumping almost immediately. As soon as it's exposed to the spike protein, starts clumping immediately. Then you start getting all these proteins getting built into the blood clots, these amyloid proteins. They make amyloid fibrils, and you end up with these long, long clots, very firm, very rubbery, and the body cannot degrade these clots. So the body is unable to break these clots down, and when people are put on blood thinners, the blood thinners don't work. So the doctors are discovering that regular blood thinners don't actually work on these clots.
Okay, well, again, old news for you listeners, but at least it's being mentioned.
Well, it's almost like watching a movie where you've already seen this part.
Well, yeah, we've seen it multiple times.
It's hard for me to believe that people are surprised. And part of me thinks, are they faking it? Are they genuinely surprised, like they didn't see this?
I
think they are genuinely, most of them are genuinely surprised. They really did not foresee
agree.
This.
No.
So.
No, they didn't. All right, well, we've got a lot to get caught up on here. We have many stories about people who aren't doing well, and I go back to what I originally talked to Erica about a long time ago, and I said about these people who are either shot up or shed upon, these people who are sick, I said, how many of them in these groups that you occasionally monitor are getting better, are getting well, are recovering, are getting back to leading a normal, healthy life? And the original answer was virtually none. And I would ask again that same question, and Is anything changing? Are these people getting better?
Well, I some of them are okay. I don't really know that anybody's gone back to their pre-injection self.
Mm-hmm.
But some that are pretty aggressive about recovering have, you know, they're functional. I wouldn't say they're normal, but I mean, there's one here in the tinnitus bunch that is an example of what's going on. I mean, early on, it was too soon to tell if how long these injuries were going to last and would they get better or not. But here we are 2 years later, and in many cases, no, these people are stuck with these injuries, and in some cases, they are deteriorating. And every day is a battle.
Oh, before I forget,
today is
February 1st.
Mm.
Right?
Yep.
So I think this is our 2-year anniversary.
I think you're right. I think it's actually February 2nd.
Right.
I think. Yeah.
So tomorrow is the beginning of our 3rd year. And it just has gone by very quickly. And a lot of you have been with us the whole time. And we thank you for that. And hopefully you feel like it's been well worth it. It's not easy doing this kind of work. It's very frustrating and very disheartening at times, especially with the children and young people. They're just being murdered. And nothing like this has ever happened in recorded history this time around. And yet it's being ignored by the media and therefore by the masses, unless they're sick. And even those who are sick, how many times have you heard stories where people, they will not face up to the reality that the shots did it to them? They don't go there. They won't go there.
Oh, they'll resist that to the end. I mean, some of them, there's a few I can think of that they know. They know that they were intentionally harmed, and they're very bitter about it.
Crazy. So we start our 3rd year. Let's see what happens this year, and we'll be there to cover it for you and try and keep you as well informed as we can. People are still taking the shots. That's the sad news.
It's incredible. Incredible.
And
so I'm looking at one here from January 27th.
Mm-hmm.
Tinnitus setback. And this gives you an example of what these, just this saga that these injuries turn into. Someone says, Louise, I would really appreciate some feedback. So a year out, and after having 3 months of thinking I was 99% there, I take a huge setback. Previously mentioned tingling and pins and needles feelings in my arms and legs, severe calf pain, my toes twist and turn, cramping like it's in the 50s, mood affected much more, lots of cramping at night, and now muscle weakness.
Question, real
I have
quick.
Read, yeah.
Question. Is this common with tinnitus victims, all this pins and needles and cramping and muscle pain in the legs and arms, or is this particularly?
Well, yeah, many of these people, tinnitus is just one of their symptoms, and it does seem to
there's a
occur
bag full.
Also with,
okay.
Yeah. Well, it seems neurological in nature.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
so she continues, and now muscle weakness. I have read in this group that most experienced this at the start of their journey. Not a year later, a sudden onset. Doc concerned, he also thought I was on the mend and did blood tests for magnesium, thyroid, B12, etc. He thinks it is likely our spiky friend, but wants to rule out other possibilities. He also wants to send me for an MRI again, third one. In South Africa, we have immediate medical service because it is private and you have private medical aid, so I can go for an MRI tomorrow, but it is so bloody expensive. You have added out-of-pocket fees. Previous MRI showed nothing. Don't know if it's worth going with new onset, but feeling it financially. I don't know if I should be concerned. don't know now if I should ride it out like the other effects. I just don't know what the hell is going on, nor the doc. Similar experience to share would be appreciated.
Yeah. Well, there you go. We have no idea how many people are suffering from tinnitus and the other little constellation of horrors they have to carry around. But it's a lot. It's a lot of people. And those people will be seen out in public as ambulatory, walking around, looking sort of normal. They're not going to tell you. They don't wear a name tag that says, I'm suffering from tinnitus right now. Thanks, Pfizer. They don't do that. Too bad they don't.
Not yet. Yeah.
Yeah. But they're functional. And I've been saying this for a long time. People are not going to say that they're sick. They just don't. People don't like to do that. It's about survival. You don't mention the fact that you're weak and compromised. You just don't.
I think people, for the most part, don't want to appear needy or whiny. They've been trying to deal with it as best they can.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely right. Here's a turbo cancer one, which we haven't spent too much time lately on, but it's everywhere. And I did tell you about somebody last time, 61-year-old woman, who was in the local hospital here. I believe it was the mother of the son-in-law of someone. And they told her, well, you've got 90 days. That's about it. She used to have cancer. Then she got the shots, and the cancer came back. So the hospital immediately told her, well, we really need this bed. Could you just go home? So she left, went home. That's what they're doing. Hospitals are almost all full now. And this is
well,
a
nationwide
issue.
Well, and I wonder, I mean, normally somebody like that might go to hospice, but, you know, I bet they're full, too. Yeah, I bet they are.
And Spike City in those places.
Oh, that too.
Just imagine. All right, here's one. Now, we read these, and a lot of them aren't written very well, and I haven't read this one. I read these things cold, so let's see what this says. Safe and effective, blah, da, 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 da. We just lost a dear friend who was a member of our church. She had consumed a latte last year, that's a shot, and had no issues until 2 weeks ago. She went to the hospital complaining of some pains. They ran a battery of tests and took 3 biopsies. Well, 2 days ago, they told her she had cancer. And before they could even begin treatment, she died this morning at 2 a.m. Thankfully, I was able to visit her last night, just a few hours before she passed, but I'm so saddened. Grateful that her eternal hope was in Christ alone for the forgiveness of sins and eternal life. We had some great conversations over the last few days about that, so I am confident that she is rejoicing in the presence of her Savior now. The people who designed the lattes are evil, but their evil cannot reach into the next life. Make sure you're ready for that. Then there's a biblical quote here as well, Matthew 10:28, and do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Okay, so bottom line is diagnosis to death in days.
But that was one shot over
a year ago. So this thing percolates, it spreads, and everyone has a different fuse length. Remember that. Depends on your immune system, depends on a number of factors. But this woman obviously was just loaded with cancer. Just ran her over. Gone. All right, where do we go next? Shedding in hospital, shedding worse with 5G, whatever.
Embalmers
getting sick. That's an interesting idea.
Yeah, okay, go ahead. Or you want me to do it?
You go ahead. Oh, I like to
listen
to you read.
All right, has anyone got information about how much the dead bodies shed upon death?
Uh-huh.
wasn't it Jane Ruby who interviewed embalmers who had severe shedding symptoms after spending time pulling out blood clots from the dead? Maybe that's why the Bible says, let the dead bury the dead.
Go ahead.
So I have not seen any videos about that, but it does make you wonder if these embalmers, if they're not taking, I don't know what sort of precautions they normally take, but I know with CJD, Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease or prion disease, I think they do take extra precautions, don't they?
I printed years ago when this first mad cow horror broke out in England, and we were covering that, and the national, whatever they are, funeral, passed out guidelines for all people who were working with those who had died from CJD or mad cow disease. And they were very stringent about that. Yes, there were precautions that they all had to take. They were concerned about CJD being spread from the bodies of those who had died from it. So I would assume, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, not knowing, I mean, there are prion domains in the spike. I mean, it's not a prion per se, but it can cause prions, generate prions. And I would be quite nervous at this point if I had been handling these bodies, you know, as if it were they had died of a routine illness. And in fact, they're loaded with prion-generating proteins, and then they're pulling these clots out. I mean, the danger is that they're infectious and contagious. So if they get in you, they can continue their cycle of causing protein misfolding.
I'm beginning to wonder how many people actually die in an unimpeded way naturally anymore. Or if they're conflicted with shots or shedding. I don't know. It's getting to be pretty damn crazy out there. Here's another one in that little group. Go ahead.
The Bluetooth documentary shows that dead jabbers have signals in the cemetery. So these embalmers are getting blasted with EMF and who knows what else, probably VOCs off-gassing from the body too. Well, I don't know if this Bluetooth thing, if anybody's legitimately confirmed it. What I think may be happening is that these people are loaded up with all kinds of metals, some of which are magnetics, others are conductive. I mean, iron would be somewhat magnetic and copper would be conductive. And I know from a friend of mine who is a nurse practitioner, she used to take a EMF meter to many of her patients. She would just, you know, scan them with an EMF meter, and she was able to pick up EMFs off some of her patients, some of the sicker patients. And this was well before any of this started. This was years ago. And it turned out that they were conductive. They were retransmitting, you know, picking up frequencies from the environment and acting as an antenna for them. So that can happen, but she would have them typically do some kind of a heavy metal cleanse, and her choice was an ionic foot bath daily, maybe twice daily for a couple weeks, and then eventually that EMF coming off these people would be gone. So I think they are holding quite a bit of metals in them, and that is known. That's a feature of the spike protein. It messes with iron and copper metabolism, and because it has so many sulfur residues on it, it's able to pick up other metals too. I mean, the heavy metals or sulfur loves heavy metals, so it can be a magnet for that.
Got it. All right. You got four here. How to recognize vaxxed people. Are those any good?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see what we got here. Oh, they're really short here. Could you recognize people, vaxxed or unvaxxed, by their behavioral attitude? And the first response to that is, I can smell it strongly, so I generally know by smell before I feel it. I don't interact with many vaccinated, but the ones I have have a very suppressed energy, sometimes an angry energy. Generally, I can sense a disconnect from them. Yes, me too. Low energy, like the life, is leaving their body. Pale faces and different facial expression or something, and losing body weight, shrinking, more fragile or something. It makes me sad. They are mostly overall clueless and not aware, or so not in contact with their own body and soul. And the last little one on this. Yes, I've noticed a blue tinge to the lips. Lots of people, very stiff too. I hope a lot of them are detoxing now and trying to reverse any damage before it's permanent. Well, there's no detoxing from genetic change in the body. You don't drink something and have it go away.
No, this is not that type of vaccine. That's what many people are not understanding. This is not something you can flush out. It's more complicated than that. I mean, you basically have to adapt to living with it. You've got to find a way to turn off the production, and then support the body in learning how to adapt to living with it, if that's even possible.
If that's even possible, yeah.
I mean, I see the lengths that some of these people go through. I'm thinking of a person with myocarditis that I've had some exchanges with, and this particular individual is extremely motivated and completed a 14-day fast? I mean, just fast. And he just, you know, this is not something they'd done before, but they were at their wit's end. Nothing was really working, and the fasting did improve their symptoms. And that was, I don't know, several months ago now, and going to go for another one shortly. But, I mean, there's many people out there that are desperate to get well, and the lengths that they'll go to now, it's really almost heroic.
Right, right. Wherever you want to go, there's a malignant melanoma. It might be whatever.
Okay, we could do that.
Go ahead.
My father is triple juiced and now has malignant melanoma, squamous, and basal cell cancers. I'm leaving on Tuesday to see him. This may be the last time I see him. And let's see, a couple people offer their condolences. And another says, it continues. So very sorry for this bad news. Prayers for safe travels and prayers that God will keep his hand upon your dad and give him strength and comfort as he faces this horrible journey. Another one says, my sister and I are now thinking this could be what caused our mother to die suddenly last February. I suspected but didn't speak it until my sister raised it this week. Mom was in an assisted living facility. No signs of impending died suddenly at all. Then, out of the blue, she had gotten two things for sure and possibly had just gotten number three. When my sister phoned that day, she said, are you sitting down? Mom just died suddenly. Now, with all this stuff happening, my sister has connected the dots. My sister didn't get any because she was smart enough to know she had zero risk factors and had already recovered from this sickness.
Wow.
Mm.
All right. Pick another. Okay. We have time for one or two more here.
Oh, what's this? Shedding sickness in the hospital? Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see it?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Okay.
All right. I dated a man for 11 months who was vaxxed. In that 11 months, I was sick multiple times. Also, I lost my voice for 6 weeks. One of the times I was admitted into the hospital for double pneumonia. They treated me like shit because I was not vaxxed and because I was against being tested for COVID or the flu. I was refusing the stick up my nose, and the nurse told me I would not be admitted into the hospital unless I took the test. I had no choice but to take the test because I was on death's door. I was treated so horribly for 3 days, I requested to go home. They really didn't even want to treat me. This is bad. We've heard this before. Mm-hmm. Hospital staff, cold, cruel, mean, and if you don't take the shot, you're out of it. You're gone. They don't want you in the hospital. They don't want to treat you. Nothing. Bad.
Yeah, it is bad.
So
deplorable.
We're going to get Nurse Ann back on here pretty soon to bring us up to date with her experience. Go ahead. Let's see. Do one more if you want.
How about vax injured and lack of compassion?
Sure.
This was in the tinnitus group. I'm feeling mad, just ranting. I just cannot believe the denial of what happened to us, and it's all coincidental. This makes me so mad. Over 2 years for some in this group, and we haven't gotten anywhere since we started. It's just the lack of compassion, and downright won't acknowledge us. Well, I shout it from the rooftops whenever I get the chance. Put me in with any interviewer, and I will speak them my journey. And to be honest, I think a lot of us were suicidal at some point. Not that I would ever think to do that, but you are in that mental state in the beginning. And oh, how I don't miss those pure panic attacks. Again, I'm so grateful to those for the timeless hour of work to try to get our word out there while they are still fighting terrible symptoms. For them, I am here anytime you need to talk and just support from my group. These people have the kindest hearts. So, yeah, these vax injured are really, there's people that it still will not acknowledge, or if they acknowledge, they have really no sympathy for their plight.
No, there's a coldness, and it's really strange. There's a coldness and an anger. We've talked about this. Maybe we need to talk more about this. Personality changes are often marked, if not profound, in people. And we don't have an answer for that yet, but we suspect it's spike protein in the brain causing microclotting, which causes cell death in the area of the brain where that microclotting is occurring. And there could be microclots occurring in tens of thousands of locations in the brain. That's how small capillaries are. And we just...
Well, the other component that enters into that is the iron. You know, remember, the iron is associated with anger.
Yes.
And there is iron being deposited in nervous system tissue and the brain. And I suspect some of this is iron toxicity.
Well, no one will touch... That was your revelation in the beginning. No one will touch it. Hardly any. Hardly anyone.
They're yeah, just, but it's a big component to this.
It's one of the big components, for sure.
It's the driver of people's demise. I mean, you take something that the body needs to function, and you completely dysregulate it.
Right.
They're not going to be long on the planet.
No. Well, we've just heard more stories. These cancers are, and I just... I'm appalled that this is not making, even from what I've seen, they're hiding everything. None of it's making the so-called news.
No.
Well, we know how they're all controlled. They're little whores and gigolos and whatever.
Yeah.
They're just readers, and they're disgusting because they'll do what they're told to maintain their celebrity. It's all about being a star. I'm a star. I'm an influencer. I'm an anchor man or an anchor woman. What crap.
I really feel sorry for people depending on mainstream news, and even to some extent the alt news now. It's just completely unreliable.
Well, the alt news is a mess. It's a mess. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, partner. Talk to you soon. Great job.
Okay.
And
my pleasure.
Congratulations on 2 years.
Yes, likewise. Thank you. It's been
great.
You
got it. All right.
All right. Good night, everyone.
Okay, back with more in just a few minutes. Hold on.